Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So on Friday, May 6th, renowned investor Paul Tudor Jones appeared on CNBC and he said, "Now is not the time to own stocks or bonds. With inflation running at its highest rate in 40 years, do you really want that kind of volatility and uncertainty? If you've been jumping from one investment idea to the next, a gold IRA with Noble Gold might be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation is exactly what we need. And with gold, you'll shield your gains from taxes. You'll keep the real value of your wealth, and you'll own a global asset, something tangible, and you can help protect your wealth against an economic crash. What's not to like? And this month, for every IRA opened above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin, completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
They're trying to distract us right now because they're trying to pass this new law in Switzerland, this new treaty that cedes all sovereignty. And so we have to realize that a lot of this red bait that's coming out there is to distract us from completely losing our entire country in the hands of the WHO.
Hey, friends, Sean from SGT Report. That was Google whistleblower and friend of SGT Report, Zach Voorhees. He and Sarah Westall joined me to talk about all sorts of current events. And I just want to say, we recorded this just prior to that mass shooting in Buffalo. And Harry Vox is out with some good analysis, in my view. It appears to me the shooting was real, but this shooter was programmed to kill. In Harry Vox's view, there's no question about that. And I would concur. And now they're going to come after the guns. And they cannot be allowed to succeed. The deep state is desperate. The Democrats, the Marxists, the communists, the Obama administration corrupt to the core, Biden, the puppet president, they want our guns, and they cannot be allowed to get them. Friends, before we start this interview, just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know that 100,000 Cubans are using Bitcoin in response to U.S. sanctions? And cryptocurrencies as a whole are growing faster than the adoption of the internet? You can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto. And did you know that if you do it right, you don't have to pay cap gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA with My Digital Money now to take advantage of it. You will pay based on your contribution and nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum or Chainlink doubles or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could easily be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 in credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. And when you're ready for retirement, no capital gains tax. Go to mydigitalmoney.com now. mydigitalmoney.com. Hey guys, Sean from sgtreport.com here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Say, just a call to action here. If you missed my recent interview with Ammon Bundy, please go listen to that. It's so powerful. He's running for governor in Idaho. And of course, he's a very inspirational figure, as is his father, Cliven Bundy. Recall, the Bundy family took on the Bureau of Land Management and the FBI, and they won. And I think it's a very, very powerful commentary on the power we the people have as the World Health Organization attempts to usurp the sovereignty of these United States, scheduled for May 22nd through 28th. The good news is, friends, because of shows like Sarah Westall's and people like Zach Voorhees and myself and so many others, the word is getting out. Michelle Bachmann, I believe, has spoken with James Rogowski. And here's what she has to say about that diabolical treaty being pushed by the puppet president.
This is the biggest global power grab that we have ever seen in our lifetimes. And if this goes through, nothing else matters, because the vote that takes place May 22nd through 28th in Geneva, Switzerland, goes into effect in November, which means it won't matter which party wins the elections in November, because global authority will have already transferred to the WHO. That's why this is so important, and it's why we have to get the U.S. Senate involved. keyless, House involved. So they stop this dead in its tracks right now, or we lose authority here in the United States.
All right, I'm going to pause it there and come back to my guests, Zach Voorhees, Blast.video, and SarahWestall.com. She has the show Business Game Changers. You can find it on BitChute, et cetera. Zach and Sarah, you know, when I interviewed Ammon Bundy, we talked about this World Health Organization takeover of U.S. sovereignty. And Ammon and I both agree this will quickly become a states' rights issue. There's no way states like Florida and DeSantis will stand for totalitarian dictates coming from the World Health Organization, regardless if this treaty gets signed or not. We cannot allow these people to do to our country under the guise of the next pandemic what we see happening in China right now. Zach, your thoughts on this?
You know, I had a conversation with Zach of Red Pill 78, and he brought up the point that there's only the requirement that one senator or congressional member objects to this treaty, and then they have to bring it to some sort of discourse. I'm not, you know, that well versed on exactly how the laws work, but apparently we just have to have one person object. And so, you know, the question is, can we put pressure on our elected representatives, like, you know, MTG or, you know, Matt Gaetz, in order to, you know, get them to, you know, object to this treaty that's going to be signed? Because if we don't do anything about it, I think by default, it goes and they have the power to be able to enter into this a treaty, which essentially assigns sovereignty over to this World Health Organization in the case of a pandemic emergency, which we know that, with this pandemic that we just got through, that it's going to give them every incentive in the world to go ahead and declare a new emergency, plan a new emergency so that they can give sovereignty over to the World Health Organization.
Sarah, in your view, is this something they could even possibly get away with? Can they usurp American sovereignty by signing a document? Is that even possible in the land of the free and the home of the brave, where men and women who are sovereign, like you and me and Zach, who are on the land and understand our rights? Do you think the American people are going to stand for this?
Well, I think it'll be a psyop. Here's the deal. We agreed in, I think, 42 under Truman with the procedures of the World Health Organization on how they would do amendments. And we voted on it. So apparently Congress already voted on, you know, the amendment, how we do the procedure. So then our great Biden administration put forward these amendments. We have 6 months because they reduced it from 18 months to 6 months to vote on whether we take these amendments. If we opt out of the amendments, then we don't have to follow the WHO amendments. If we do nothing, then if we're part of the WHO, we have to follow it. At that point, we either get out of the WHO or we defy the WHO, our agreement with the WHO. But my understanding on top of this is that we can't put any international treaty forward or vote on any treaty that undermines our Constitution. That's what my understanding of constitutional law is. A constitutional lawyer would know more than me, but that's what I was told. So I do think it goes back to the states. But here's the deal. Obama and company and all the people running, I don't know who's running this government. I think what they do is they put whatever they can forward, and then they have a couple years while we fight all this stuff out in the courts. They know all the courts are a lot of the courts are corrupt. So what we're seeing in our case. So what they're doing is trying to go as long as possible with whatever they throw against the wall until the court system catches up to them. That's what I'm hearing and is going on. And it makes a lot of sense.
Well, I actually think it's good news that this is coming to fruition right now and people are waking up to this attack against American sovereignty. Now, of course, this is an ongoing narrative, the attack against American sovereignty. And right now, American sovereignty is being destroyed by the puppet president who has the borders wide open. So he's already not obeying the laws on the books and violating the U.S. Constitution. The tyranny and the treason, in my view, Zach, is already off the charts. So it's not just big tech. We're going to talk about that defending free speech lawsuit against Google that we are all a part of in a minute. But Zach, the tyranny and the treason is now in the wide open for any American to see.
Right. And they've been pushing it. And I read this really interesting podcast with who's the guy that did the book about the Federal Reserve? the OG.
G. Edward Griffin?
Yeah. And what he was talking about is that he believes that they're going for it. The globalists are in the final stages of the worldwide revolution. They're trying to push it now. It's hurried. It's a little bit haphazard, but they're going along with the plan right now. And I mean, at this point, everyone's waking up to, you know, exactly, you know, what's happening with the subversion, with Ukraine, with the support of the, you know, ultra-nationalists in Ukraine. They call them Nazis. I don't call them Nazis, but, and, you know, people are waking up to everything that's going on right now. And the globalists need to push through their thing as fast as they can before the population wakes up. And the only way that we can continue this sort of revolution of thought is if we can maintain the First Amendment and embody that online, which is the reason why it's so important. You know that I've been fighting for that cause when, you know, all of you got kicked off of YouTube, and furthermore with, you know, Blast.Off Video. And, you know, right now it's like, we've got to hold the line. We have to, you know, assert our rights. We have to, you know, vote in the upcoming election, because look, with everyone turning against the globalist cabal right now, it's really our time to shine. We're going to have a, you know, an amazing midterm election season. We're going to take back both Senate and the House. The election rigging's being exposed with, you know, Dinesh D'Souza's new video, 2000 Mules. And by the way, I don't know if you've seen that yet. I've been running it on Blast.Off Video in the promoted spot because it shuts the whole debate down. They've purchased the cell phone tracking information of all of these mules, and they show that these people are engaged in industrial tracking of ballots. They're probably fraudulent ballots. We don't know because we can't see them, into these voting ballot drop boxes around the states. And it's probably been, you know, in all these different states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, all the swing states. And right now, what we see is a historic shift where these ballot boxes are being shut down. There's same day voting that's being put around the country. And so right now we're coming to this precipice of, do we save the country or do we let it slide and fall into the hands of these global communists that are doing everything that they can, pulling all the strings necessary in order for them to create the crisis that allows them to instrument a color revolution that takes down America.
Yeah, very well said. And Sarah, I want you to give us an update just in a minute here about the free speech lawsuit against Google. But first, let me share a glimmer of hope with you guys. So my friend, attorney Todd Callender, shared this story with me, and I hope to get this lieutenant on in the very near future. His name is Lieutenant Mark Bashaw, and he took on the military because he refused to take the forced injection. Now, as you can imagine, as so many military men and women are experiencing, they tried to drum him out of the military. And while he was convicted, listen to this from Todd Callender: there is no punishment. And the presiding judge suggested to Mark's commanding general that the conviction should be dropped. The judge did some mighty twisted reasoning to arrive at the conviction in the first place. And he was implored by none other than Colonel Vindman, yes, the same evil Ukrainian twin who went after Trump, to convict. The judge knew he would lose any appeal because he created law that was not in the text of the book applicable UCMJ code. It's a huge win because even the top commanders know this whole thing is a farce. And when the order comes from the World Health Organization to forcibly inoculate everyone with these kill shots, the top decision makers will not go along with it. That's why this is such a huge win, referring to the case of Lieutenant Mark Bashaw. So friends, I just wanted to share that glimmer of hope. Love Todd Callender and the work he's doing. Do either of you have any reaction to that?
I think there's a lot of hope out there because I think we're seeing that people are waking up. We do have an issue with the military because the top generals and, you know, the top people have been systematically replaced over the years with political operatives that they can manipulate or are blackmailed. And so there's a lot of leadership in the military that are not, you know, dependable. The good thing is the people who run the captains and the farther down the line, there are a lot of dependable people down there, but they've been trying to weed them out through this vaccine mandate. I think we're winning over all the hearts and minds of the people. And I think the people have to have the courage to stand up and just say, no, if we do the Gandhi move, we'll win. We have to understand the what Jesus taught Gandhi, that if you read about Gandhi, on how to resist, and you do it peacefully, but you just don't do what they are criminally asking you to do. I think that if things just go as planned, we will win the election and things, but they have other things up their sleeves. I'm pretty sure they're talking about there being another million cases of COVID, which is a joke, but it's not a joke because they're going to try to do it. And we don't know the stuff going on in China is so incredible. I don't even know what to think of it, because the brutality against their own people is off the charts. I mean, just the psychological brutality of that. And so I don't know what that means to us or what they're trying to do, whether it's just to mess up the global supply chain. I'm having a hard time putting my head around what's really going on in China, because it's so off the charts. But there are people out there thinking that they're going to try to pull a fast one on this election coming up. Hopefully it'll just go as planned. We all know that the computer systems, although 2000 Mules proves it with ballots, I mean, they did everything with that. They also did the computer systems, right? And the computer systems is how they've been cheating for years. The paper ballots, they just had to do it even in more volume, because I think Donald Trump won in such a large margin that they couldn't rely on their normal cheating mechanisms. And so I don't know what they have planned with fixing this election, or what they have planned with putting in people that they already have blackmailed in place with us thinking that they're good guys. So we just have to be really diligent and be ready to do the Gandhi Jesus lesson of doing peaceful resistance and doing it in mass.
Yeah, I want to just mention here, I'll tease this. I'll share some information for those of you who missed my interview with Tom Luongo and Chris Marcus the other day. Some good news, I think, at least from Tom's perspective, and he made a really good case for the fact that there are factions now, billionaire factions fighting against each other. And some of these factions are not willing to go along with this Davos global government wet dream. And we'll talk about that in a second. Sarah, do you want to give us an update on the Defending Free Speech lawsuit against Google, which you're a part of, I'm a part of, and Zach, you helped put that thing together. Sarah, I guess we're going to take it to the next level. We can't get justice at the lower court in California. I guess the dream is to ultimately get this case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Give us an update.
Yeah, I think the problem is that we're only going to get justice at a court where the judge is honest and has integrity, right? If they're blackmailed or they're in the pockets of this globalist crowd, we're going to lose. And so we're hoping that if we can get to the Supreme Court of the land, that we will have some kind of remedy. If we don't get a remedy at the Supreme Court, then that just tells us how controlled our Supreme Court is. But our case is really solid in the sense that, just like this Ministry of Truth, it's not constitutional. It's that grab where they're going to do unconstitutional moves until the court catches up to them, right? And so we are in a situation where, you know, there's Section 230, which people are talking about, but our case is much broader than just Section 230 in the sense that the government is involved, and the government is saying, this is what should have been done. And we have it really well documented.
Yeah, we caught them red-handed with that. It was the government, you know, imploring YouTube to, you know, go after these content creators. And the thing is that then they become a quasi state actor. The First Amendment, you know, kicks in, because look, if it was just YouTube that was doing this, that would be one thing. They're a private corporation. But the fact is that you've got Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, you know, saying, hey, YouTube, you need to get rid of these people. And then YouTube complies. Well, now YouTube has become an agent of the government.
Right. Right. It's completely fascist. Again, another fantastic example of fascism. Corporations in bed with government working together, to the extent that criminality is the result, to the extent that extinguishing free speech is the result, silencing the debate in the town square. So I'll do a screen share here just so people can see this is still an active, ongoing campaign to try to retain our free speech. Defending Free Speech, you can find us on Give, Send, Go. Now, the update, Sarah, I'm hoping to get from you is that the goal is 55,000, but I think we've raised more than 16,000 because you've had some private contributions come in. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're at about 42,000 right now. So we're getting closer. So we need, you know, another 12,000 about. And we're getting close, but we need this and we can't stop fighting because we can't be discouraged if we don't win at this level either, because it all depends on what, if the judges are in the back pocket or not. And this court isn't all that reliable. So we have to understand that. And so people can't get down. The ideal is to get to the Supreme Court. And I also think if the court strikes down saying that the government cannot be involved in free speech, that goes a long way to dealing with this Ministry of Truth.
Yes.
Thing too. Right, Zach? I mean, this is because they can't do that. But it gets back to, they're going to try to do as much as they can with the borders, with this Ministry of Truth, with everything they can until we stop them in the courts or we just say no.
The Ministry of Truth, you're referring to Biden's new ministry, the Governance Disinformation Board, right? Headed by that lunatic who sings on TikTok about who should I F to become powerful and rich. Not making that up. These people are clinically, well, if they're not clinically insane, they're clinically evil, in my view. I mean, seriously. Zach, what is the prognosis? What is the chances that our lawsuit could make it to the Supreme Court?
You know, I don't know, because, you know, you got Clarence Thomas saying that there needs to be a Section 230 case brought before the court. So he's inviting a case like this to come in to really test the limits. And right now you see this sort of switch back to, you know, freedom of speech. You've got Elon Musk going out there and buying Twitter. So, you know, there's indication that there might be a movement towards a more free speech area. I know that this disinformation board is making a lot of people absolutely nervous, especially since the person leading it said that the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation. So we know that they're not actually trying to go after disinformation. They're trying to go after things that are political in order for them to win elections in the future. And so I think that pretty much the entire country's had enough of all of the suppression of speech. And so I think that the chances are really good that if we get this all the way to the Supreme Court, they may just take and say, you know what, the government can't actually do this. And they may actually use this court case as a proxy to fire back against this disinformation board. So that's what I think. You know, it's really important. And I do want to add that one of the problems with this case, and also with the case with President Trump, is the fact that there is a forum selection clause that exists within the terms of service that people have to agree to in order to post content onto YouTube. And really, that forces this case to be in this rigged court system of California. And one of the things that I want to mention is this entire problem has an Achilles heel. And that Achilles heel is the forum selection clause. Look, if you guys are in, if you're a representative in Florida or Idaho or any of these red states, and you want to get a huge win for your constituency, you guys need to pass a very simple piece of legislation that says that the forum selection clause for any big tech company is null and void in your state. If you can do that, then if Google cancels one of your businesses, like one of your constituents' business listings on YouTube or Google, then all of a sudden, they're going to be able to sue them in a small claims court within Florida or Idaho or Montana. That's going to be a big game changer. Like right now, we're forced to sue Google in their home turf, and we're having enormous amounts of issues with that. And, you know, if you're a legislature out there, please get in contact with me. I'll give you all the information that you need. I've already worked through other legislatures with this. And we need to reverse this forum selection clause and completely make it null and void. If you do that, then your constituents will be able to sue Google and YouTube and these big tech companies in your, court systems within your state.
Yeah, that's really important. The forum selection clause. All right. Anybody listening who wants to tackle that, take that on and get the info out to your state legislators, contact Zach Voorhees. What's the best way for them to do that, Zach, real quick?
My DMs are open on Twitter or Gab. Just go ahead and reach out through one of those two services and give me a message, and I'll look through them. I'll especially look through them over the next 24 hours to see if anyone's reaching out for that. And then, you know, we can take it to email. I can give you my phone number once I verify that you're serious. But this is really something that's going to change the entire country. It's the Achilles heel. And it's super easy. We don't need to make this huge law or fundamentally change anything. It's literally like if you're a big tech corporation and you've got a forum selection clause, that it is now null and void in your state.
Excellent. Well, and that's important too, because let's say we get to the Supreme Court and we win, which, you know, God help us do that. They can still, if they still have that, then they're going to be suing in their home turf, which will give them really favorable conditions. But if they go against the Supreme Court ruling and this clause is out, then they can really be handed the, you know, get a kick in the behind by everybody in this country, which is what they need.
They need it. They need to, it needs to be coming from all the different states and all the different counties, because look, they've got a lot of corrupt judges, but it's not the majority of the judges. And the thing is, if we can decentralize the way that we sue Google and bring it back to the states, then look, the censorship's just not going to be there. Like the whole reason why they're censoring everyone is because they know that Google and Twitter is sitting in this castle surrounded by this moat, and that you can't overcome it. You know, and it's essentially like, if we can get rid of that wall, then Twitter's going to be like, oh, you know, we don't actually want to violate the laws in Florida, so we're not going to do all this. But they know that none of the laws in Florida will actually apply as long as this forum selection clause, which could be torn down very easily, exists.
All right. So I want to talk about self-preservation, and I want to talk about the factions that are fighting here in a second. We'll talk about Twitter. But Sarah, I know you just jumped on to give us a free speech lawsuit update. You're welcome to stay on for the whole show if you'd like. But let me just say this, and Sarah, you can comment before we move on. I want people to understand that what YouTube did, you guys have heard me say this before, but I want you to understand what it means to you and a future world government if they get what they want, as it relates to your ability to do banking, as it relates to your ability to go to the grocery store and buy food or buy whatever it is that you want. Imagine if they do to you via banking what they did to Sarah and me and Amazing Polly and X22 Report and Space Shot 76 and Red Pill 78 and Just Informed Talk, all of us part of this lawsuit. What they did to us was so beyond the pale that they violated their own company guidelines. I had no strikes, and they terminated the channel without cause or without warning. What's worse is they said you can never, ever start a new YouTube channel again. Twitter has said the same thing to me. So they've depersoned us. They digitally assassinated us, Sarah. So that's what I want people to understand. That's what's coming if we get a world government. That's what's coming for everybody.
Well, and that's what's coming for things that are very important. We saw a taste of that where doctors who had solutions for the sickness that everyone was getting, it would have saved hundreds of thousands of lives. They were censoring that. And that's what they're trying to do, is censor things that will help us be a more civilized, productive society. And that's why free speech is important. And that's why Elon Musk is moving forward, from what I understand, because if you censor speech, then now advancement in human progress stops. I mean, that's the whole point. We go back into the dark ages, you know, pre-Magna Carta, where they stop human progress. It's very serious. And they censor disease-fighting information. And people die.
Well, that's because they're anti-human, and it's an anti-human agenda. Now, here's the glimmer of hope, the good news. Zach, comment on this, too, as it relates to Twitter, Elon Musk. The point I want to make is, when I was speaking with Tom Luongo, he said stuff that I didn't expect him to say about the Federal Reserve. Now, in my view, because the Federal Reserve is a central bank essentially owned by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, like all of the other central banks on Earth, with the exception of one in Iran at this point, I think. Maybe the one in Russia too. But the point is that he told me that what the Davos demons want, obviously, is a global government. But what they wanted the Fed to do is what the ECB has done, the European Central Bank. They wanted negative interest rates. They wanted the dollar to crash with negative interest rates, just like we now see the euro absolutely crashing. So we talked about this idea of self-preservation, that there are well-heeled players, billionaires, who are not going to go along with the Davos World Economic Forum anti-human world government plan. So Twitter, Elon Musk, maybe there is truly a glimmer of hope here that there are good guys within these factions that are actually fighting to save humanity, because what Davos wants is depopulation.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is you've got Peter Thiel. He's creating a hedge fund that is competing with BlackRock. And I find that that's really interesting because, you know, what BlackRock is essentially doing to the companies in its portfolio is to say, like, you need to go with this ESG, which is this new buzzword for environmental social governance, which is basically like, you know, if they own a share of your, you know, oil producing company, they're going to be like, you need to produce less oil. And, you know, if you're owned by them and you're a meat packing company, they're going to be like, you need to reduce the amount of product that you put out, which is completely antithetical to the mission statement of the corporation, which is to, you know, serve your customers. And so right now you've got Peter Thiel's hedge fund going around saying, look, we believe in your business and we want you to succeed. So what you need to do is you don't need to do less of your product. You need to do more of your product. And so right now what we're seeing is this counterbalance. And the thing is that, look, BlackRock is, they're not going to do well for their portfolio companies if they tell them to sabotage their own business. And any hedge fund that comes in and, you know, scoops up these other companies and says, we'll invest in you if you do your product even better. You know, which portfolio is going to do better in the long term? Well, it's going to be the one that's encouraging the businesses to do what they do best. And so, you know, what I see a little glimmer of hope here is that there could be a mass exodus as these retail investors get out of BlackRock and start going to one of these competing hedge funds, you know, run by a guy that, you know, may not be the best person in the world, but he's not trying to, you know, control the world in a new world order. Like, you know, this Davos Soros, you know, Kissinger crew is trying to do. So, you know, there is a lot of hope out there. It looks like we're waking people up. Again, these billionaires are not dumb. They know exactly what's going on. And they know that in the future controlled by the central banking cartel, there's no room for them. In fact, they are public enemy number one.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Friends, now is the time to prepare, as inflation is upon us. And a gold IRA with Noble Gold might just be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation. And with gold, you'll own a global asset, something tangible at a time where collapse appears to be right around the corner. And this month, for every IRA above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Yeah, they're just going to take them out, right? They want a global dictatorship. So where are they going to be? And that's something I've been saying this whole time. It's like, well, you're just biting your, you know, own nose despite your face, whatever that saying is. But I think the thing is they hope these psyops would have worked better. And we woke too many people up, because the first thing you do at war is you shut down the media. And that's why we got shut down, is because we had more views than mainstream media did.
Yeah, no, that's actually true. You know, at the peak of my channel and probably at the peak of your channel, I was competing with CNN. I mean, literally,
exactly right.
If I was getting a couple hundred thousand views per video, I'm sure that beats Brian Stelter or whatever his name is. I don't think that guy gets more than 150,000 eyeballs a night. You know, and meanwhile, they pay Anderson Cooper $12 million a year. The whole thing's a paper tiger. CNN has over 2,000 employees. Can you even believe that? That's just so insane. Plus, they get federal money now because of the criminal Biden administration. They're propping up, the Biden administration is propping up the mainstream media with grants. They can't allow free speech in a country, in a world run by maniacal dictators.
Well, their psyops don't work. And I think what Zach was explaining, where these billionaires, I don't know how many of them are good or how many of them are reading the tea leaves and are saying, yeah, the people aren't going along with this and I'm not going to be on a losing side. And that's why they try to create or control the media right away, and they can't do it. It's like water in a dam. There's too many of us, and we know we won't stop because it's too important. It's our whole future. It's our kids' future. hell with that. We're going to keep going because you guys are evil. And I'm going to keep going until, you know, I'm in my grave because I have to. I mean, this is, and I think there's a lot, there's a whole army of us that feel the same way. I know you two feel the same way. I know people I work with daily feel the same way. We will not stop because this is like, I don't know how true the Nazis story is, but this is like fighting the Nazis in World War II, where you just can't stop. We have no other alternative because the alternative is so bad that that's not an option.
Well, remember the old slogan of InfoWars, and people in the comments will go, knock Alex Jones, whatever, do what you want, guys. But he woke a lot of people up. And the original slogan was, there's a war on for your mind. Well, that couldn't be more true. And since we were winning minds back and we were breaking people out of their sleepwalk, their sleepwalking and their brainwashing, they had to silence us. But do you find it amusing, Zach or Sarah, that so many people now have filled the void on YouTube? There are other channels that weren't successful that are now kind of doing what we did, and they're interviewing people about, well, the dangers of the vaccine. They're reporting about the VAERS reporting database, and they're not being terminated from YouTube. I mean, it's kind of a bitter pill that some people are now thriving on YouTube and they're allowed to be there. I don't know if YouTube has loosened their dictates or what. Zach, what
I mean, this is what I heard. The inside story is that Google has a retention problem. There's a lot of people, their top talent, are leaving the company and going to work for these other startups, because at this point it's like, look, Trump is gone. Why are they still doing all of this suppression and this rigging? And, you know, when there was Trump, at least there was a foil. They could be like, oh, we're doing this because of Trump. But when Trump leaves, we'll return to normal. And then that return to normal didn't happen. And now they're like, oh, I see what's going on. This is a coup. And so who wants to wake up and be part of a company every day that's literally destroying America, and that, you know, half your country absolutely thinks is the enemy? You know, a lot of the people, a lot of the employees that were working there, a lot of them were liberals and they were asleep. And now when I talk to them, they're just like, oh my God. And what really woke them up was the fact that this vaccine is harming so many people. I was talking to one of my coworkers, and what he said is that a friend of his who's in college was forced to take the vaccine. It maimed him. He is no longer part of the football team or whatever sports team he was part of. And now the college is saying that he needs to take a booster, and that if he doesn't take the booster, they're going to kick him out. And so right now what he's doing to get around it is that he's testing 3 different times a week. And this is a guy that was injured so badly that he can no longer perform as an athlete on the sports team. And so, you know, we're getting to this part where the companies are literally imploding. You know, there's a good saying out there, go woke, go broke. And it's not just happening to Google, right? It's happening to Netflix. It's happening to Facebook. It's happening to Amazon. All of these tech companies are reporting, you know, a down quarter, billions in losses in Q1. And part of the story about that is the fact that people don't like these services anymore. They're looking for alternatives, right? Like, what's really growing right now? Shopify, the competitor to Amazon, right? Gab is growing, which is a competitor to Twitter, right? Like, people are flocking to these alternative sources of information and products and services because they don't want the social justice warriors, you know, breathing down their back and telling them what they can do and what they can buy and what they can see. And they're sick of it. Like, if you want to see the leftist opinion, you can literally turn everywhere in the economy. It's going to be broadcast to you. And people are like, we don't want to be under this control anymore. And so right now, what I see is a large sort of like bear market for the likes of Google. I think that the brain drain is going to be something that's going to be fatal to them in the long run. And, you know, they're going to sort of fizzle out a little bit. That's my hope, you know. And, you know, that's what I got to say about this whole tech thing going on. And like I said, you know, I hope that Elon Musk is a through and through good guy. I hope that he's able to take Twitter and turn it around. We need, you know, a huge win like this. We need to be able to preserve the freedom of speech online. It's the new public square. And, you know, the leftists don't like it because it's contradicting their narrative. Like, I looked on Social Blade and,
you know, Sean, your channel was growing huge. Same with you, Sarah Westhall. When I saw this, I was like, this is going to be a contradiction to this, you know, control by these oligarchs, and something's going to have to happen. And, you know, in October of 2020, that happened when they, you know, cracked the whip and they purged everyone. And right now we're in this lull where people aren't getting purged that much off of Google and YouTube, but I promise you it's going to happen. And it's going to happen in October of 2022, this year, when all the events start going off in order to rig the election, that's going to the midterm elections.
Well, and that's so why
we've
got to
be ever vigilant.
Well, and that's why our case is so important. That's why Musk is so important. That's why our case is so important. I always say you got to fight from every angle, and us getting it out there to the Supreme Court. I was talking to Tom Rentz about this, and he's like, if we don't win, that's all that tells us isn't we don't lose. You can't look at anything as a loss. You have to look at everything as an education on what next we have to fight. Because if you don't win at the at that level, then it tells you how bad and broken our justice system, and we have to fix that. And the bottom line is we have to keep fighting, because the alternative is not acceptable.
Well, let me explain how we fight though, Sarah, too, because I want people to understand, and people in the comment section down below love to say two sides of the same coin. Doesn't matter who gets in, they're still going to vote for tyranny. Now, that's not true. I want to share some more good news, mm-hmm. friends. Imagine if Hillary Clinton had gotten into office and she had appointed, instead of constitutional judges around the country like Trump did, people who had sold out instead to the government, the world government. So here's good news. Federal judge dismisses lawsuit against Governor DeSantis over termination of Disney World's Reddy Creek District. Well, what was Disney World's Reddy Creek District? They were a country unto themselves with their own police force. They had very special treatment for decades. They could child traffic there if they wanted, and they could get away with all of it. Now, here's the other glimmer of hope that Luongo shared with me. I forgot to tell you guys about. He made the point that mansion and cinema are standing against the Democrat Party and preventing so much tyranny. Senator Joe Manchin says he's a no vote on the Democrats' radical abortion bill. Joe Manchin and Sinema are definitely standing in the way of so many of Biden's tyrannical plans and Obama's.
Well, and that's, I think that points to the fact that not all Democrats are evil and not all Republicans are good. It's the people who are waking up to this diabolical plan. And they're realizing, oh my God, this has nothing to do with normal politics. This classical liberals do not think this way. We don't mm-hmm. want a worldwide dictatorship that kills people. You know, I mean, that's not what they were about. And the abortion plan, where five states already have legislation that they have teed up to allow to kill babies 28 days after they're born. I mean, this is craziness. And so classical liberals do not normally support this. The more they wake up, like Zach, you were saying, people from Google are waking up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, this whole thing with Ukraine is just, it's one of the best ways to wake people up. Like, look, like we're not going to win this war against Russia. And the more that the Ukrainians fight back, the stronger Russia is going to respond. And what the elites are doing right now is that they're essentially, you know, funding the losing side with a lend lease now, and lots of, you know, billions of dollars worth of weapons against a foe that's way larger than they are. And what's going to happen is that there's going to be a lot of death and a lot of destruction. And the government is using this as an excuse to wash money out of the tax base and put into the hands of this transnational criminal elite. And it's so obvious now that this is what's going on. That you know, if you're a liberal by any sort of, you know, self-designation, you can't support what's going on. It's reprehensible for the government to come in and use these Ukrainians as a proxy war against Russia, which has a, you know, has more morale, really believes in this conflict, because this is their Cuban Missile Crisis. You know, if they allow NATO to put the nuclear weapons into Ukraine, then it's game over. And no Russian empire has ever lived with, you know, Ukraine, you know, being in the hands of the enemy because of the structure of Ukraine. After the Ukrainian mountains on the west, it opens up and armies can just
come right into Russia. So historically, it's always been a point of consternation to control the land within eastern Ukraine. And this is what's going on now. Russia is not going to give up. They're going to have total victory in the east and in the Russian-speaking parts of the Ukraine. And right now, there's no hope of winning. And the elites are selling a false narrative in order for them to continually enrich themselves with billions of dollars, which won't make it to the actual fighters. It's going to go into the hands of Raytheon and the defense contractors. They're all coming in there looking to feed off this trough of billions of dollars of money going into the country under false pretenses.
Yeah, it's so incredibly corrupt. I'll do another screen share here if I can find my tab. Where did my share go?
And if I can say something, I had a interview with Colonel Black, who was in charge of the in the Pentagon. He was up on in charge of the legal law division there, and he focused on the Middle East and that area as well, Syria, and which Syria has a big part of what's going on in Ukraine. But he was so worried about the nuclear war threat because it really is the flip of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Back then, Kennedy was worried about having, well, we all were worried about having nuclear weapons sitting on Cuba right outside our shores. That's the same thing of having nuclear weapons with NATO going so far into Ukraine. They're worried about having nuclear weapons sitting right there in Ukraine. Or like you said, I didn't think about it about the land army as well, but the nuclear weapons sitting right there. It's the same exact thing with our roles reversed. But Senator Black, Colonel Black, went as far as saying that the government should stop talking about giving people vaccines to everyone, and they should be sending out potassium iodide, which is something that could that can help you if there's a nuclear war, because it it's something about your thyroid and it goes in and it blocks the radiation, the iodine that gets into your thyroid. And so it's a preventative measure if there is a nuclear war. He was that serious where he thinks the government, and he was telling people how to get this product because it's really important. It's not that expensive. You can get a bottle for about $5. And he recommends everyone in the country get it because we are at that serious of a situation right now.
Yeah, it fills up your thyroid. So evidently the radiation can't get into your thyroid and spread around your body. But I don't think there's going to be a nuclear war. But I will say this, I listen to Jeff Berwick a lot and I find him very amusing. And he continues to say he's loving this collapse. He's loving this Armageddon. Because you can't make this stuff up. It's so crazy. Two points to make. So the criminal puppet in chief continues to poke the Russian bear. He wanted $33 billion more for Ukraine, so Congress gives him $40 billion. Meanwhile, you slave, serf, are required to pay your federal income taxes to a criminal government. So enjoy that. And the last thing I want to say here, as it pertains to the insanity of this collapse and the insanity of the libtards and Democrats, is the fact that they were foaming at the mouth to vaccinate everybody, even people against their will, because they care so much about human beings and the sanctity of life. Meanwhile, they are foaming at the mouth for abortion in the ninth month, even after birth. Militant activist group takes credit for arson at Wisconsin. Pro-life organization promises increasingly extreme tactics, which you guys both know, Jen Psaki, Biden, Pelosi, they all support it because they won't condemn it.
I don't know how they can even, the five states that want to extend abortion to after births up to 28 days. I mean, I don't know. There, I think it's a big psyop. These people are so manipulated and controlled. They don't know, you know, their hand from their behind. I think it's that's how bad it is.
They're completely devoid of a moral compass that comes from the divine, from the belief in a creator. And because they are devoid of that, they're nihilists. And then some of them really fall into the deception of, well, I think abortion is a satanic practice. I mean, there's a lot of evidence that points to that. Wow. Planned Parenthood is, in my view, a satanic organization that traffics in the parts of babies. So yeah, it's hard for them to get past that because that's a fact.
But let's say you're in that bubble because I, you know, as a female and being going through university and everything else, being in that bubble, the concept of the fight for your right to your own body and not having, especially, you know, I'm 50. So it was worse for us as far as discrimination. I think it's all in your mind and you can go forward. I have a whole different view now that I'm older. But my point is that you do get this concept that it's my body. I don't want anybody telling me what to do. And it kind of, I went to the point so far as where I thought that women should fight in wars too, because if we want to fight for our freedom, now I don't think women should fight, but I don't think men should either, because I understand what it's all about. But my point is that I understand that bubble mentality and that thought process before you understand, you're mature enough to understand what the whole concept of all this was. Now I'm horrified. You know, I'm a mother. I would never do anything. I don't think I would have ever done anything when I was young either, but you get caught up into that argument of don't tell me what to do. I'm free. And that's what they're playing on these people. And so these young women are caught up in that. Now, I don't understand the older people who are caught up in it. That means that they're just asleep their whole life and stupid, I think. Or like you said, they're satanic. I don't know.
Well, Sarah, have you seen any of the videos of the women who are bragging in front of the Supreme Court at these protests, bragging about their abortions, carrying baby dolls and smashing them on the ground and jumping on them? So this is definitely a satanic spirit in some of these women.
I agree.
At the end of the day, that's exactly what it is. It's a satanic spirit that has gripped some of these people. And who on earth would want these people in schools teaching your children? Who on earth would want these people in office passing laws? So
it's the same argument when they try to get people vaccine. You know, people really believe that the vaccine was good for you when you're actually injecting people with something that's destroying their immune system and hurting people. They really believe, but that's a satanic psyop. And they're caught in that. And I don't give people a pass, a lot of these people at this point and this long into it, but some of these younger people who are at university and haven't had a good family life, who are still good people, but are stuck in a bubble. I think there's still hope for those people. Just because I have college kids, I see some of them. Sure. I still think that they're stuck in a bubble, but the majority of people should be awake by now.
Well, there's definitely been brainwashing that has gone on for far too long. So I think the only way for some of these people to break out of their brainwashing is to sort of bend the knee, put their hubris aside, and really try to find God. They have to pray. Otherwise, I don't know how to help these people, because they literally foam at the mouth over this one topic. Like, this is the most important topic to them. And to me, it's a little startling, because you know, how would you explain? I can't. When I see these videos, these undercover Project Veritas videos of abortion providers talking about and trafficking in fetal body parts, explaining how we can preserve the brain. We won't crush the head. We'll crush the other body parts, as she's drinking wine and eating her lunch. How in the world, my question is this, how in the world can somebody do that for a living day in and day out? I think that takes a certain kind of demonic possession. I don't know.
So it's really interesting is Bill Maher actually became aware of the situation and realized that we don't have normal abortion practices. We've actually got abnormal abortion practices. In fact, if you look at Europe, they're actually far more conservative on the abortion issue than the United States. You know, they have a, you know, it's basically illegal in the first trimester. Then after that, it's not legal. And I think that there is some sort of compromise, and, you know, different regions within the United States have different standards of morality. And what we really need to fix this situation is just democracy. And this is the reason why I'm so excited about Roe v. Wade being overturned, because one, it's horrible law. Like, you could be for abortion and for, you know, pro-choice and understand that Roe v. Wade was a travesty and a stain on the entire judicial system. And so getting rid of that is going to allow this situation to go back to the states. And now it's going to be up to our, you know, republics within each of the states in order to fix this problem and make a law that is reflective of the people and their will. And I know that there's a lot of people that are on both sides of this argument. It seems that this is overly religious. You know, on both sides, people want to have the ability to abort babies after they're born. Like, what the heck? Like, that is so absolutely insane.
And so, you know, I'm really happy that this looks like it's on the cusp of being reversed. I hope that we go back to some sort of middle ground. Even if you, you know, are intolerant of any abortion, I think that we can all agree that abortion in the first quarter is much better than abortion in the second and third quarter, and definitely better than after the baby's already been born. So overall, I think that this is a great thing. You know, there's been a lot of debate about people protesting in front of the justices. Look, the First Amendment is very clear in simple language. You have the right to protest. Any law that says that you can't protest because the person in government happens to be a justice is repugnant. Let them protest as long as they're peaceful. Let this situation like unfold. And remember, they're trying to distract us right now because they're trying to pass this new law in Switzerland, this new treaty that cedes all sovereignty. And so we have to realize that a lot of this red bait that's coming out there is to distract us from completely losing our entire country in the hands of the WHO.
Yeah, very well said. I want to share one last thing before we wrap this up. And it's a conspiracy theory related to the timing of this Roe v. Wade topic. First, let me say, Sarah, Zach, wouldn't it warm your heart if we still lived in a republic where school children were taught, I guess if you want to teach them about the Big Bang, fine, but also teach them about the biblical version of creation. Teach them that to have a sexual relation, to have sexual relations with the opposite sex is a divine responsibility because it can create life. Just teach them that and let them know that it's a very serious choice to be made instead of indoctrinating children with trans people reading books at the library on a Saturday and trans teachers indoctrinating them to choose whatever sex they want to be. Wouldn't it be a better world if young people, teenagers, were taught that having sex with another person is divine and it should be taken very seriously? How many less abortions would there be? Okay, so the conspiracy theory, guys, about Roe v. Wade, bodily autonomy. The conspiracy theory goes like this. If the Supreme Court is going to say that a woman does not have full bodily autonomy, then what happens if the Supreme Court suddenly rules during the next pandemic that the vaccines are so important to human health and the survival of the species that you don't have bodily autonomy to choose not to get a vaccine?
Wow.
What if the Supreme Court rules that vaccines in certain situations can be mandatory? Your thoughts?
Well, Sarah, it's
first.
Yeah.
You go ahead. Oh, well,
you go first.
Well, I just think it goes against each other, right? I thought about that before, and that's what the whole thing is that how can they claim with the vaccines you have a right to decide your body, your choice. And then with the pregnancies, with vaccines, it's not suddenly. They're going to say it's the good of the whole society versus just yourself. That's the argument. But I think getting back to it, this is a point I wanted to make before. I'll just make it quick. Is this is why free speech is so important. My daughter had a friend and she was telling her that they wanted to make abortion after the birth, 28 days after birth. And her friend who was pro-choice was so mad at her saying, she's lying, you're not telling the truth. And then she went back and did the research and came back the next day and apologized to her and said, yeah, you're right. I don't think these people realize what they're fighting for. Not the satanic weirdos, but the masses. And that's why, because there's so much censorship, they don't know that 5 states have legislation that want to kill babies. They want to murder newborns. You can throw them in the trash. I asked a lawyer, you can throw a baby in the trash after 2 weeks because you decide you don't want them. Rats and raccoons can eat them. And you don't get charged for murder. You get charged for disposing biological waste improperly.
Yeah, that's actually a move that's being made in, I think, California. And is it New York or Connecticut? I forget, but yeah.
There's 5 states right now.
Is there
now.
5? Yeah, it's absolute satanic, Moloch level, child sacrifice, pure evil. I don't think that there's any way around that. And Zach, I guess I'll give you the final word here.
I want to give you can you educate me a little bit more? Because I've heard rumors, but you guys are saying that there's like 5 states that are trying to get abortion up to 28 days after the birth of the baby. Is that true?
Yeah. And I did an article on it. I don't remember all the states. I know there's Maryland, I believe, California, Colorado. What they're trying to do is get legislation on the books for the states before, because if this thing goes down and it goes back to the states, they have that in place.
Now, LifeSite News has done fantastic reporting over the years. It's a site I trust, and they are saying babies could be killed 28 days after birth under proposed Maryland law, attorney warns. And Zach, I think it would be really interesting if you sort of became our Supreme Court monitor, our guide to new Supreme Court cases, because none of us are keeping an eye on this stuff until it becomes national news. It would be really great if you could bring some of these things to our attention, because I do predict that in the future, there will be a move, a case brought to the Supreme Court that will present them with the idea that mandatory vaccinations under certain emergency circumstances are constitutional. And that will be it. That will be the line in the sand for so many Americans.
Right. It was already a line in the sand. And, you know, we refuse to get vaccinated anyways. And what's, I think, is going to be a change is that they're going to try to get mandatory vaccinations, even in peacetime. And it's basically going to be like, you know, the flu shot, but mRNA and required twice a year. And you're not going to know what's in that. You're not, it's going to be secret. There's going to be, just like the COVID vaccination, liability protections for the corporations. And they're going to try to keep their documents secret for 70 years. And that's something that we've got to fight against because, you know, this is it. If we can't even control the experimental gene therapies that they're injecting into us, then it's basically game over for humanity. And that's the reason why we have to be vigilant. We have to watch what the courts are doing, what treaties are being signed by this very evil Biden administration. And we need to push back on it because, you know, we still have a democracy and we can still leverage that in order to guarantee the protections for ourselves, our families, and for future generations to come. And, you know, I want to just put a plug in here. This is the reason why I created Blast.video. It's your best source for news on the internet 24/7. You've got content creators like Sarah and Sean of SGT Reports. And, you know, I saw this Michelle Bachmann video clip that you showed earlier because it's hit my trending algorithm. And so if you out there are looking for the best place for news and to see the trends and to keep an eye out on what's happening in American politics, then I ask you to come to and try out blast.video, bookmark it, make it part of your daily news consumption. And if you like what I'm doing, then please support me at blast.video/support, throw a penny in the tip jar. It really makes a difference.
All right. Very good. Thanks for all you do, Zach. We appreciate you blowing the whistle on Google and so much more. So keep in touch.
Thank you.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, Zach and Sean. I really appreciate it and help get the word out. And yes, we still need to raise about $12,000. So please, people, if you have even, you know, $20, $10, whatever you have, please donate to our case. It's Give, Send, Go, defending free speech.
Yeah, guys, I know times are tight and getting tighter with all that's going on economically. Inflation stated to be now 8.2%. I think it's far higher than that.
Yeah.
That's the official CPI, which we know is massaged lower statistically in many ways. They don't even count energy. I think they sometimes try to keep out
or
energy
rent.
From the or rent. No, rent was included this time. But anyway, they do play shenanigans. I think the real rate of inflation is closer to 15%. So hang in there, friends. We do appreciate each and every one of you. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Thanks for finding us. It's getting harder to do that on BitChute. I think that there are countries being blocked from even being able to see videos on BitChute. So I'll remind you guys that you can find us also on Rumble, Odyssey. Probably the same is true for Sarah. You can find me at sgtreport.com every single day. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv, guys. And for real news every single day, visit us for free directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
I gotta say, get us out of here. Get us out of here. We're dying here. Okay, this is absolutely killing us. Okay, this is a place not fit for human beings to live. Get us out of here. And then we will take proper legal action and we will tear down this pitiful government.